tell you what, this man I think be on top of the world right now because he came up with a plan for Shadow Hero pretty much 4 months ago after the Brisbane campaign, Brini, even down to the barrier trials, meticulously planned. He struck a Group 1 pay dirt yesterday with a really promising star in Shadow Hero. Mark Newnham, the trainer's on the line. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Morning, Neil.
Hey, congratulations, mate. Terrific effort yesterday. And I think what this horse demonstrated is what you've known all along, Mark. He's a superior staying three-year-old.
Yeah, look, that's what we've thought and hoped he was, but yesterday he proved it.
And I just thought, I honestly believed he was a special in the race, but Mark, at the 300-metre mark, what was going through your head? Did you think he might have had a bit too much work to do, or did you think he'd get over the top of him?
I was a little worried. He still had a fair bit to do. I was probably more comfortable, you know, probably 150 out. I could see that, you know, the leaders were starting to come back to him a bit. He was starting to lengthen stride. And, you know, I know how strong he's been at the end of every race he's had, so I think I was comfortable enough from there home, but when they first turned for home, I was a little worried.
Yeah, he was strong again, ladies, you said, Mark, which he has been in all his races so far. That must give you a lot of confidence going into a Victoria Derby in 3 weeks where he has to stretch out to 2,500.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be an issue for him. He's just, from the time we've had him, he's just been a really naturally relaxed horse, really good lungs, he never blows, so, you know, good, clean, winded horse, and he's just got a great manner about him. He never wastes any energy. You see him parade, you know, you see him going to the start. He's never has an ounce of sweat on him. He's very economical in the run. He doesn't pull, you know, so look, he's ideal sort of horse for that race.
Yeah.
So, Mark, he's by Piero. How did you come across him? When did you first come in contact with him? And the second part of the question is, when did you think, I think we've got one?
At the classic sale, his owner, David Loy, had texted me in the morning, had I seen him. He liked him on pedigree. And I rang him straight back and I said, yeah, look, I've seen the horse. I really like him. But he's not going to be an early type. So David was happy to buy him with that in mind. And he's probably come on, you know, a bit sooner than I had a thought. You know, I didn't really have him penciled in as a horse that would race at two, but he came on really well the last preparation. And, you know, I thought a trip away to Brisbane would do him the world of good as far as, you know, coming into this spring, just toughens him up a bit. Yes, and there was a couple of races there in his right distance range. So, look, as far as his level of ability, probably 2 or 3 weeks before his first start. You know, I took him to Newcastle in a maiden, you know, just a Tuesday meeting. And, you know, when I nominated him, I thought, oh, look, that'll be a race he can go there and win. And we can press on from there. But when the field came out and there was, you know, Prince for Woz and Autocratic who'd already been, you know, group placed, it was a tougher maiden than I'd envisaged. But he ran really well and ran second, and I sort of had no hesitation then going to a listed race in Brisbane with him at his second start.
Yeah, and what's exciting looking on from afar, Mark, is this horse has only had his sixth start yesterday, so it's all in front of him, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't waste runs with him at distances where he wouldn't be competitive. You know, I think that's a real negative for these type of horses. They tend to be out of their comfort zone the whole race, and they don't have a good experience and they don't learn much from it. So I've only ever run him, you know, at distances and in races where he's going to be competitive and travel and be able to finish off. And it's sort of shown now that his racing style and his manners through the race are really good and economical. And now he's getting to these distances, he's able to, you know, switch off early, conserve energy, and then power home late.
Can I ask about the Derby? So you go to the Derby, and then where do you go next year with him, Mark?
He'll spell straight after the Derby, and then I'll sit down and work out a plan towards the ATC Derby. and how many runs we need to get to there. You know, he'll follow more than likely a traditional path there from the Randwick Guineas, Rose Hill Guineas, and then you know it'll be the Derby, you know, probably third or fourth up. So look, we'll worry about all that, you know, after we get the Victoria Derby out of the way.
And just finally, Mark, a word on Josh Parr, and the reason I bring that up is because he was under the pump a little bit from stewards and even from some punters after his ride on Batiga, where, as a steward's determined, the horse was just simply run off his feet in a very fast run race. But you're going into a Group 1 and you've got stewards inquiring about your ride on a beaten favourite early in the day. It can mess with jockeys' heads, but Josh Parr's come out and just ridden an absolute Group 1 classic, hasn't he?
Yeah, and look, from the moment he came out to get on the horse, you wouldn't have known, and I didn't know. Mm. I didn't know he'd been involved in any inquiry through the day, so his demeanour didn't change. Josh is just a really easygoing, likeable fella. Mm. We get on really well together, and we work well together, and it shows in the results. You know, I have confidence in Josh, and the same, you know, with him in our horses and myself. You know, he comes down and does a fair bit of work with them, and you know, we map out a bit of a plan for each horse so that you know we get the best result out of each horse. And you know, sometimes we'll be talking about a horse that you know we're getting ready for a mile maiden because that might be its Melbourne Cup in life. And yeah. You know, it helps if you've got someone who's part of that process, even from trial time, you know, gallop time, trial time. Mm. You know, it just helps you get that end result. And whether it be like a Group 1 yesterday or, you know, some horses, their best result is a maiden. But, you know, the results we have together, you know, reflect that, yeah, you know, that sort of work ethic.
No, 100%. It was terrific yesterday, as was Shadow Hero, and great preparation, Mark, and now onwards to the Derby. Mark, congratulations for the Group 1 yesterday, and let's hope we're talking to you after Victoria Derby.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Thanks,
Mark. Well done,
Mark.
Well done.